This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Tensions are escalating between Niger's military regime and the West African regional bloc ECOWAS, which has ordered troops deployed to restore Niger's flailing democracy. ECOWAS, following a summit in neighboring Nigeria Thursday, chaired by Nigerian President Bola Tinubu, said it had established a standby force to restore constitutional order in Niger after its Sunday deadline to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum expired. In an audio briefing, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby Friday highlighted a chance for diplomacy to prevail in efforts to ease the impasse in Niger.
You also note that the Nigerian president reiterated the importance of prioritizing diplomatic negotiations and dialogue as the very bedrock of the ECOWAS approach. So again, we're still focused on diplomatic efforts. We still think there's space for that. And we obviously would like to see this resolved peacefully.
Residents of Lahaina on the Hawaiian island of Maui are returning to find their homes destroyed by the wildfires that killed 55 people. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Firefighters extinguished the destroyed buildings of the Honane Now condominium complex in Lahaina on Hawaii's Maui Island, where wildfires reduced most of the historic resort town to charred ruins, and search teams prepared to comb through the rubble for more victims. Caleb Knapp and Julie Lundy have lived here for 16 years.
It's way by far, yeah, beyond any tsunamis or any other tropical storms that have come through, just, yeah, by 100 times.
And this is going to go on for a while. This is going to take years to recover.
In addition to searching for the missing, officials were drafting a plan to house the newly homeless in hotels and tourist rental properties.
This is VOA News. Supporters of assassinated Ecuadorian presidential candidate Ferdinando Villavicencio gathered at a public memorial event in Ecuador's capital, Quito, Friday, while his family held a mass at the cemetery where he'll be buried. VOA's Celia Mendoza briefed VOA's International Edition program on the latest developments in the case.
We know that it's six people being arrested. Authorities also arrested the shooter, who died in custody after an exchange of a fire with the police just hours after the killing of the presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio. So far, we know that the six people, individuals that were arrested are Colombian nationals. Police are trying to figure out exactly what is the connection, who were leading them.
Experts are welcoming the release of detained Americans in Iran, but one said he is worried about the precedent set by the freeing of $6 billion of Iranian funds as part of the deal and what it might mean for the future. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Richard Goldberg is a senior advisor at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He spoke to VOA via Zoom.
The question is, what are the implications of a perception of paying for the release of Americans? We have Evan Gershkovich right now held hostage by Russia. I would say the price tag on Evan Gershkovich just went up today significantly.
Goldberg referred to American journalist Gershkovich, who has spent more than 3 months in detention in Russia, held on espionage charges. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Norwegian authorities are on standby to evacuate more people in southeastern Norway, where huge amounts of water, littered with broken trees, debris, and trash, are thundering down the usually serene rivers after days of torrential rain. The level of water in swollen rivers and lakes continued to grow Friday despite 2 days of dry but overcast weather, flooding abandoned houses, coating cars in mud, and swamping camping sites. China has detained a worker from a military-industrial group on suspicion of spying for the CIA, national security authorities said Friday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The latest detention adds to the list of public accusations of espionage between Beijing and Washington. China's Ministry of State Security, the country's civilian spy agency, says in a statement that a military-industrial worker surnamed Zeng had been providing military secrets to the CIA in exchange for large sums of money. The ministry adds the 52-year-old suspect had been sent to Italy to study by his employer. There he had met, the ministry adds, an official with the U.S. Embassy, who later, they allege, turned out to be a CIA agent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.